Tomorrow, Anchorage voters decide the city's next mayor in a special runoff election. The extended campaign came about when none of the original 15 candidates on the April 5th ballot won enough votes for an outright victory. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The two finalists are former state legislator Eric Croft and former Anchorage Assembly member Dan Sullivan. Sullivan was the top vote-getter in April with over 25,000 votes for a 43.38%, tantalizingly close to the 45% plus needed to capture the mayor office and avoid a runoff. Croft was second with about 11,500 votes and just under 20%. He has since picked up three endorsements from other candidates whose total votes could put him in a close race with Sullivan. Much of the two-candidate race has focused on the city's taxes and budget, services and infrastructure, and bears. Bear encounters last summer in municipal parks and residential neighborhoods sparked months of public debate, and that has only grown with candidate forums and the bears emerging from hibernation. Sullivan bills himself as a conservative whose assembly tenure was marked by attempts to restrict the city budget and a try at promoting a city sales tax to reduce property taxes. Croft is opposed to a sales tax and would lessen the property tax burden by increasing residential exemptions, covering that reduced revenue by seeking other property tax-paying sources. The two candidates disagree over just where that shifted burden would fall. Since 1990, Anchorage mayoral runoff elections with their sole race ballots have posted pretty good, if falling, turnouts. In 1990, it was 50%, in 1994, 40%, and in 2000, 35%. Municipal Elections Director Guadalupe American characterized this year's early absentee vote as going big. As of Sunday, there were nearly 3,300 absentee in person and just under 2,100 absentee by mail ballots returned. The new mayor will take office July 1st. This is Len Anderson in Anchorage.